Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for your wake-up call. Wake up the passion in God's purpose in you. Purchase Wake Up Call, the book by Arthur Pastor Annie Sally. Tune in to Wake Up Call Radio Show. Join host Pastor Warren and Annie Sally and their guests for a powerful dialogue. Real talk for everyone. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
There's an army rising up, yeah. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Hello, and welcome to the Wake Up Call Inspirational Moments. I'm Pastor Annie Sally. Excited to come to you with a topic. Actually, the topic is, are you giving birth to Isaac or Ishmael? And at this juncture, I want to pose a question. What are you giving birth to? What are you giving birth to? The Bible says that we have the power of life and death in our tongues. I want to read Genesis 2 to you. And the Bible says, God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it and have dominion over everything that's there on the earth. Okay, and then Habakkuk 2 says, the Lord answered me, write the vision, make it plain. Though it tarries, wait for it. And that's just a paraphrase of Habakkuk. Well, the whole gist of the matter is that God created us with purpose and for purpose. That's why I pose the question, what are you giving birth to? What are you giving birth to? Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Are you giving birth to those things that God has purposed for you to give birth to? Or are you giving birth to negativity? Are you giving birth to things that are against God's purpose for your life? So what are you giving birth to? We're excited. It's 2017. This is January. So I felt compelled to come to you to ask the question, what are you giving birth to? What are you giving birth to? God has planned and purposed you. He's given you life for such a time as this. And God has anointed your life, and he has appointed you to this season. So what are you giving birth to? What is that vision that God has given you? Are you giving birth to it on a daily basis? And I chose Genesis 12 through chapter 17 to bring this point home for you. Well, the Bible says in Genesis 12 that God said to Abraham, and I'm going to read that. God spoke to Abraham, and he told Abraham to leave his city, leave his country, leave his family, leave his wealth, leave his father's house. And he said, and go, and I will show you where the lodge. Okay, now that's faith in action. God called Abraham out of all of his familiarity, everything that was familiar to him. He called him out. God has done the same thing with you and I. If you are believers, God told us to come out from where we were. Come out from among them, you know, be ye separated. So God has called us to this land, to this place and time, to do a work that is pleasing unto him. So he told Abraham to come out, and I will show you from there. And the point I want to bring out here is that God doesn't give us a blueprint as to what he wants us to do step by step. He told Abraham to come out. Abraham left his country, he left his father's house, he left his inheritance, and he walked out by faith. Then the Bible said, then God spoke to Abraham again, but he spoke to Abraham after Abraham obeyed the first step. Okay, so vision is progressive, and that's what I want you to understand. Though it tarries, the Bible says in Habakkuk, wait for it, write the vision, make it plain. Though it tarries, wait on it. So God spoke to Abraham. First of all, he says, come out. Abraham obeyed God. He came out, and he went to Canaan. Then God begins to give him another step. Then God begins to give him another step. And what I really want to talk about today when I ask you, what are you giving birth to? I want to talk about the silent years. Many of us are dealing with the silent years. I'm writing a book right now, and it's talking about the silent years, talking about the silent years from the promise to manifestation. What does it take in this season to wait on God, and what does that look like? What should you be doing in the process? Waiting on the next move of God. Many of you have contacted me. Many of you have said to me, I'm waiting. I'm fasting. I'm praying. I'm seeking the face of God. I'm waiting for the next move of God for my life. And that is good. And that's wonderful. And I commend you for doing that. But then there's a process even in the waiting. There's a process. There's things that we should be doing in the midst of the wait, not just sitting idly, not just waiting idly, but we have to move by faith. Many of you are still in the same place that you've been in for many years because you have not moved out. And God said, move out. God said to Abraham, he gave him direction. God has given you direction, and it doesn't feel familiar to you, and you're not comfortable with the voice of God in this season, so you are procrastinating. You're still in the same place, but you're saying you want to win in 2017. Well, faith without work is dead. So you're going to have to obey the voice of God, launch out into the deep, and see how God works it out for you. So here's Abraham and his family. Abraham goes out to hear what God is going to say. So then God began to speak to Abraham in the 13th chapter. He began to tell Abraham that you're going to be a father of many nations. Well, that takes faith. Yes, that takes action on God's part as well, because at this juncture, Abraham needs a wife. At this juncture, Abraham doesn't have any children. At this juncture, Abraham is 75 years old, and God is saying to him, I'm going to make you the father of many nations. Then in the 14th or 15th chapter, God began to speak to Abraham about being that father of many nations. So then what happens to Abraham in the waiting period? Like many of us, we began to try to help God. We began to try to make it come to pass. And that's why this is so dear to my heart, because I've been there so many times. I heard the voice of God. I heard the first voice of God. So then I get out. I launch out into the deep to help God work it out, to help God bring it to pass. And I began to go ahead of God, and I began to set up things according to my mindset. But remember, it's God's will, not Abraham's will. So what Abraham did, he says to himself, well, I guess I have to look within my family for an heir. And then Abraham sets in his mind that this is what I'll do, and I'll need Eliezer, and he will be my heir. But then God speaks again. He says, no, your heir is coming from your loins. Your heir will be your descendant. Your heir will be from you. So then the natural aspect kicks in. Abraham, now he's 85 years old, and God is still saying that I'm going to make you a father of many nations, and I'm going to bless you from your direct seed. So then Abraham has to believe God even the more, and that's what I want to say. Nothing about this vision. I can imagine, and I can attest. You know, sometimes we get to the point we feel as though we've lost the presence of God. We've lost the voice of God. So then we start to construct things according to our How many of you can attest to that? I've opened many businesses throughout my years. However, some of those businesses were open according to my ability and not according to God's direction. And I want to tell you there is a penalty when you don't obey the voice of God, when you don't wait on the direction of God. So Abraham heard nothing. Abraham and Sarah went as far as trying to make it come to pass. God was testing them. God gave them a vision. Oh, yes, it looked like it was not going to come to pass because they were beyond childbearing years. However, God takes the foolish things to confine the wise. That's faith. The Bible says faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So in the midst of it not coming into fruition, you have to behold it in the spirit. Do you know what it's like to behold your baby in the spirit? I can attest, even when I was pregnant naturally, I began to hold my baby in the spirit. I began to dress my baby in the spirit, and I began to see my baby's coming into fruition way before. Because what the thing about that is, it gives you faith to endure the hardness. It gives you faith to endure the other 8 months. If you can just fashion it, if you can just see it, if you can just believe it, well, it's just like faith. You have to believe faith. You have to walk out on faith. You have to nurture your faith with positivity, with positive people, with good documentation. God, you spoke to me January 1st, and you said this is coming to pass. Now, you're holding on to that vision, that you're being steadfast and you're being unmovable because you're believing God and you're testing God for the things he's spoken over your life. Well, then we get into the natural aspect, as Abraham and Sarah did, where you try to prove God, you try to work it out for God, so you try to make it happen in your time. And I know you can attest to me, because many of us, we go ahead of God, we try to work it out for ourselves, and that's the natural attribute of the flesh. The flesh likes to be pleased. The flesh likes to be in the knowing. The flesh does not like to be on the outside. So to make yourself come to the reality of the situation, what we do is we make it come to pass ourselves. But I come to tell you there's a penalty if you don't wait on God. Well, they went ahead of God, and Sarah went to her husband, and she says, you know what? Well, God says that you shall have a son, and being that I'm of age and I have a handmaid here, why don't you go into her that she might conceive? Well, Abraham followed suit, and he went in, and he slept with his handmaid, and he had a son by her, by the name of Ishmael. But how many of you know that that was not God's way? That was man's way. So now they're going to have to deal with what they created in their flesh versus what God was calling them to create in the spirit. Now God says you shall have a son and his name shall be Isaac. Well, they went outside of God's will and they produced this son, and now with the son they produced outside of the will of God came a lot of problems because they did not wait on God. And that's why I pose the question today, what are you giving birth to? Are you giving birth to God's will for your life, or are you giving birth to the permissive will that you take into your own hand and you birth it out and you nurture it and you bring it into existence? Well, if you wait on God, you don't have to worry about the vision, because though it tarry, it will come to pass. If you wait on God, it's God's perfect will, then God will see you through. Every aspect of that vision, God will bring it into fruition because it's God's will will for your life versus the things that you create in your own flesh. Now you're left to man them yourself. What are you giving birth to? What about that vision? What about those goals? What about the purpose of God on your life? God spoke it over your life. It's been confirmed throughout your life. Are you giving birth to God's perfect will, or are you giving birth to the permissive will, the will that you bring into pass, the business that you make happen, the things that you design? There will always be distractions. There will always be havoc in those areas because they weren't constructed by God. But the things that God speaks into your life and the things that God designed for your life, yes, there will be some obstacles you will have to deal with. However, you've got God backing you. And if he slays you, just keep trusting on God because God will bring you through. Now go back to me and think of, you know, I think about this as God began to give it to me. Out of all the businesses I have developed, the ones that God ordained, the ones that God gave me the vision for, the ones that God gave me the dreams about, those were the visions that God manifest himself. The ones that I construct, they came with pain and great sorrow. The ones that God construct, they brought joy. And they brought contentment. So what are you giving birth to? Is your vision bringing pain and sorrow? Is it bringing joy and contentment? What are you giving birth to? Then you're going to need to jot it down. Think about it. Is this vision from God or is it from me? Because there are consequences to giving birth outside of God's direct order for your life. And what makes it hard for us to even comprehend that fact is that other people are doing it. And it's prosperous and it's growing. But if it's not the will of God for your life, you're going to be stuck in that area. And you try to figure it out. That's when you need to go back to God. God, is this your will concerning me? Many times I had to go back and ask God, if this is your will concerning me. You said the blessings of the Lord will make me rich and add no sorrow. Why am I so sorrowful? Why is it so stressful? The blessings of the Lord, that's directed through God. The blessings that God gives and the blessings he directs and ordered for your life, he will bring it to pass and it will come with a spirit of joy and contentment. It's not work, but it's ministry. And it's joyous. And God directs and order every one of your steps. So what are you giving birth to? It's all right to begin again. I've done it over and over and over. But I tell you what, the greatest feeling is when you acknowledge that what you're doing is not of God. When you acknowledge it may be a good thing, but it may not be a God thing for you. It may be a good thing for another season, but it may not be a God thing for this season. Hear what I'm saying according to the word. Now, Abraham tried to help God. Sarah added in, and she tried to help him construct a plan to bring it into fruition. But in doing so, they had to suffer the consequences of silent years. Silent years. They heard nothing from God. But how many of you know, if God calls you to it, he'll take you through it. All things work together for the good of them that love God and that are called according to his purpose. So God began to direct some favor in his direction. And God began to reconfirm the vision according to his son. and God brought it to pass. But it was 25 years after the first ordered step. You have to remain faithful through the season. However, you can get off. You can get off easy to lean to your own understanding. Acknowledge the Lord and understand that he will direct your step every step of the way. Pray and seek the face of God, and he will honor that. He will direct your step. What are you giving birth to? Are you giving birth to Ishmael, or are you giving birth to Isaac? God wants you to give birth to the promise, his promise. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans that I think toward you to give you an expected end." God has a plan for each and every one of us, and he wants to give us a good ending. We have to acknowledge him, and he will direct our steps. God bless you. I hope you enjoyed this. I hope you enjoyed this inspirational moment. I just felt so compelled to bring that to you. It's January, and you're ready to win, and you're seeking the face of God, and I just want you to go back and, you know, ask God, seek God. God, am I walking out the plan for my life? Or am I walking out someone else's plan for my life? It's easy to do that. But we have to walk out the plan of God for our life. So we'll give birth to our Isaac, our promises, versus the permissive will, the will that we erect in our flesh and our fleshly desires. God bless you. Just continue to be encouraged. Continue to share these tapings and broadcasting with your family and friends, because we want to win together in 2017. Today's not over yet. Coming up at 5 o'clock, we have the Wake Up Call Radio talk show. We have a special guest, Pastor Angela Williams. She's from Columbia, South Carolina. She's the pastor of Rejoice Christian Center. And our theme today is spiritual abuse in the church, spiritual abuse in the church. So please come back and celebrate what God is doing in your life as you continue to move forward in this season. Well, God bless you, and remember, I love you with the love of Christ, and it is my will that you prosper and you be in good health, even as your soul prosper this year. Well, please come back and enjoy the Wake Up Call Radio talk show at 5 o'clock. God bless you. Remember, this has been your Wake Up Call.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
There is power
in the name.
We know where it is to break every chain, break every chain,
break every chain.
Break every chain, break every chain.